This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's Hoffman Show on a Vibe Check Tuesday. And how often is it, Anthony Haney, that the vibes, the party, is better in D.C. than it is in New Orleans?
Such a huge surprise, to be honest.
And over the last 25 years, you've basically never been able to say that about the football team. But that's where we're at today, here on a Tuesday, where the Commanders have traded for cornerback Marshon Lattimore from the Saints. The four-time Pro Bowler comes with a couple of draft picks in exchange for a couple of draft picks from and between the Commanders and Saints. He should be available to play as soon as this weekend. He's been battling some injury stuff, but I do believe he is good to go. And we're going to see how you feel about it at 301-230-0980. Just real quick, since the deadline has passed here, let me get you caught up on all of the trades that have gone down in the last half hour or so, and then I'll dive into my initial thoughts on Lattimore. Not going to have anything from Azeez Ojulari and the Giants. Strong interest there, but Joe Shane's asking price was too high. That's per Diana Rossini at The Athletic. The Texans just traded Khalil Davis, a defensive tackle, to the Niners in exchange for a seventh-round pick. Let's see. Preston Smith headed to Green Bay, from Green Bay to Pittsburgh. That's obviously a big one. The Rams traded cornerback Tre'Davious White to the Ravens, 2027th, a seventh-round pick, and a 2026 seventh-round pick involved in that trade as well. The Panthers are keeping Bryce Young. That's kind of a wacky bit. We also had this, speaking of wacky bits, the Raiders named former Commanders offensive coordinator Scott Turner their interim offensive coordinator. They also brought in former Miami Dolphins head coach and Packers OC Joe Philbin as their interim, and Norv Turner as a senior advisor. So Raiders remaking their coaching staff on the fly. What else has gone down? Titans didn't wind up doing anything, even though they got a bunch of calls for guys like Jeffrey Simmons. And then, of course, the big ones, the Mike Williams trade to Pittsburgh. So that's another guy that Marshon Lattimore and the Commanders will have to deal with this weekend. And that is pretty much it. The biggest trade of the day does wind up being the Washington trade. No doubt about it. The Commanders get Marshon Lattimore, who is a four-time Pro Bowler. He is the best corner they have had in a long, long time. He is ultra competitive, perhaps best known for fighting Mike Evans twice a year for the last however many years it's been since 2017 and he got in the league. They literally have come to blows multiple times. It is always a scrap. And Evans has gotten his wins and Lattimore's gotten his over the years, not in terms of the fighting. Although I'm sure that probably could be split on some level too, but in terms of the production on the field, Lattimore is a guy that can play man, can play zone. He can run with some of the best in the league. He's also, I've spent the last half hour or so watching some of his tape, including one particular game that is fairly interesting for reasons that will become obvious when I tell you what it is in 5 seconds. But also you just notice, especially after watching the Commander's corner, that dude is big. Like, he is stout. He is built. There is a solidity to him that is just different than the long lengthiness of Benjamin St. Juice or the relative undersizedness, if you will, of Mike Sainristil. Now, Sainristil makes it work. He fights his face off. St. Juice, at times, I feel like he could stand to be a little bit stronger, but he's got the length, which definitely comes into play at times as a positive for him. But, like, Lattimore's a different body type. He's long in terms of, like, his arms and everything, but he's just really solid and he's physical. And that competitiveness can come and go. I was texting with our guy, Matt Paris, who obviously used to work at the Washington Times up here and now works down in New Orleans covering the Saints. And he said that sometimes Lattimore kind of plays down to his competition, but I also look at that as a guy that's playing for a 2-7 football team. And it can be a little hard to be self-motivated when you're not very good. And the Saints haven't been very good for a couple of years now. Now he's going to a 7-2 football team and some familiar faces on it. He obviously played with Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin at Ohio State. So those guys are going to get him going. Those guys are going to say, like, hey, this is how we do things here. And there are some plays on tape where you're like, I don't know if that is the Commander's level of hustle that is demanded here. I guarantee you when he puts on burgundy and gold, there's going to be a different level of fire in Marshawn Lattimore because they don't accept anything less. And it will be explained to him that this is the level, this is how we play. Guys like Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn will be like, hey, dude, we gotta bust it to the ball every single snap. We got to hustle here. We got to do that there. But overall, like, he plays plenty hard. And you see the physicality, and you see especially when the play is coming towards him, how engaged he is and the way he flies to the ball and the physicality. And he has already played the Philadelphia Eagles this year. That's the game that I was talking about. I only got so far into watching his first game of the season because it was the Panthers, and I was like, this is stupid. I'm not watching Week 1 Saints versus Week 1 Panthers. That is a waste of my time. So I go on to the next game, and I was like, oh, well, let's see how he does against Devontae Smith. Let's see how he does against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I got through about a half of that, and there weren't a lot of completions on Marshawn Lattimore. He exclusively in New Orleans lined up on the right side of the field. That is something that I think is worth watching, whether they just let him line up on the right over here, because that is opposite of where Benjamin St. Juice normally lines up. St. Juice has played both sides of the field, though, this year. They kind of move things around. They do a little bit more field boundary stuff here, where one guy is going to be to a wider side of the field, one guy's going to be to a more narrow versus a directional left or right. They also have traveled guys this year at times, putting St. Juice on the number one receiver and trying to live with that result. And against a guy like Marvin Harrison, it worked against Arizona. Obviously, there's some other receivers that have, you know, been a lot more difficult to deal with. And Malik Nabers really got going in the fourth quarter on that one drive on Sunday against everybody. But now you just stick Lattimore on him and say, hey, dude, wherever he goes, you go. And you let St. Juice do that for the number two, and Sainristil still moves back in the slot. And I think you're in good shape. I think the other thing to consider is what this does do down the roster. Obviously, it puts St. Juice in a much better spot as the number two guy. But also, I'm very curious to see what week, what are we in, 10? Oh my God, it's week 10. Week 10, Mike Sainristil in the slot looks like compared to week 2 Mike Sainristil in the slot. Because Mikey did have some struggles early in the slot. His technique just needed to be sped up to the NFL level. He's now done that on the outside. What does he do when he takes it back inside and you deal with some of the intricacies of playing the slot? He also, not for lack of trying, just occasionally got in the run game. He's a smaller dude. And so when you're playing in there, sometimes you get guards coming out and pulling. And if you're the nickel, like, you're kind of a linebacker. And Noah Igbinogade, who I still think will have a role on this team, Noah as a bigger guy, I think, handled some of that stuff a little bit better, but that was also a long time ago. Mikey has figured out how to play at the NFL level now. He's much more accustomed to the speed, and you have seen week over week over week his physicality come to play. So all of the smartest people I know about all this stuff are like, we can't wait to get him back inside. Well, now he's going to be back inside. What does that look like? And by the way, it's a nice challenge because the Steelers are a team that is super physical, is going to run. If Washington's going to be in nickel a ton, which I'm sure they will be on some level, what does that look like? Also, by the way, like I think there is a question of what does it look like when you're in, they play their big nickel a lot where they have three safeties and two corners on the field. Is that St. Juice and Lattimore, or is that Lattimore and Sanders still? Does Sanders still pop back outside? I think that's a question that's TBD that I doubt Joe Witt will or Dan will say. They'll probably say, we got to figure it out. And it's something that could be different this week versus next week. They could just put certain packages in for Lattimore this week and then play Igbinoghene some and kind of the three that have been playing against Pittsburgh just to try to make sure that Lattimore knows the stuff that he knows. And then you expand the playbook week over week. Obviously, you have a longer week after Philly because of Thursday night football. So there's a lot of, I think, quick turnaround TBD type of things. But all in all, this was a no-brainer trade for Washington. One, they had an extra, the best pick they give up in this trade is their own third-round pick. They have Miami's third-round pick, which is going to be 15 to 20 slots higher depending on how each team finishes the season. But right now, that is pick 73. Washington's is, I think, 91. That's a pretty big mega job by Adam Peters while he's in a competitive bidding process to not give up the higher third-round pick. Kept that. So, okay, fine. Now what do you do? Well, you're at your fourth because you sent that one away, but you get the Saints' fifth, which is going to be like very, very high in the fifth round. You also have a couple extra picks to maneuver if you really, really want to go get someone. You have some extra picks in the late seventh area. And that's where we're at. So the other big pending piece here that we have to wait and see is what's the corresponding roster move. It does not look like Emmanuel Forbes got traded by the deadline. Does he get cut? Michael Davis plays on special teams. Forbes does it. There's no real reason for Emmanuel Forbes to be here unless they're just going to shelve him for the rest of the season. Or try to let him learn with a guy like Lattimore here and try to trade him this offseason or think they can salvage him in the long term. But that is the last piece here is what's the corresponding roster move. And so I think we're on Emmanuel Forbes watch potentially for the rest of the day / tomorrow to see how the roster comes together. So that is the initial take from me on Marshawn Lattimore. No brainer. Good job, Peters. Fair value. No long-term implications, although I'm sure that they might talk to him about some kind of extension depending on how the rest of the year goes. And then, it on the field, they addressed their number one position of need. They needed a number one corner. It's going to make everything better. It makes the pass rush better. It makes the other corners better. It makes the safeties better. And it insulates you against the absolute biggest threat to your season in terms of the NFC East, which is the Philadelphia Eagles all of a sudden look like they're rocking on offense. And they love to exploit one-on-one matchups. And so your matchups just became a lot better. So what do you think, though? It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your calls on the Marshawn Lattimore trade next on the Team 980.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And the Commanders have traded for Saints quarter Marshawn Lattimore. So, what you think? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. It is a vibe check Tuesday, so let's check the vibes. Let's start off with Kurt. Kurt, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show. Anthony, I might need your help. One of us to pull Kurt up. Kurt, you're on the Hoffman Show.
All right. How you gentlemen doing this evening?
Doing well, doing well.
I love the move, and this is why I love it. Okay, it's all about the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, now listen to me on this one, okay? You have to match up with the Eagles because the NFC East title is going to boil down to head-to-head competition. So if you get to tiebreakers, okay, if the divisional record's the same, our conference record is better, okay? And the NFC East title translates to the number two seed, which translates to a good opportunity to win a playoff game and have an opportunity to play for the NFC championship. That's why it's a big move.
Kurt, I hear you. I mean, it's on that front where this is very much about the Eagles matchup and how it ultimately loads up. But also, like, it just makes them better. Like, it makes them better against everyone. But specifically, they've got what are we now? 7-2. So they played 9 games. They've got 8 remaining. A quarter of those games are against the Eagles. And by the way, another quarter of those games are against CeeDee Lamb, potentially, seeing if CeeDee's hurt. But CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys. So you've got great receivers left on your schedule. And now you've got a true number one corner to go against it. But I think you're dead on that. If you can just beat the Eagles, one, that puts you at 9 wins if you were to sweep them, which would be huge. Even if you split, you're at 8. But because right. of the head-to-head record and all that kind of stuff, like, you basically win the division if you beat Philadelphia.
That's right.
Now, Kurt, it's good
and
math.
That's what it's about.
Yep, appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Right, let's go to Chris and Anthony. My call screener here is, oh, maybe now it's working. Chris, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? How you doing today?
Doing well.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lattimore. I'm a Falcons fan, but I like listening to sports radio, and I listen to your show a lot, right? I'm just saying, Lattimore, one thing about the Saints always had a great defense. They always had great leadership in the defense, too, from Cam Jordan all the way back to they always had great secondaries. So Saints always had a dominant defense. Marcus Lattimore, he always benefited off because Saints always had a great pass rush. Even when he first came in the league, when they had Trey Henderson, they had Cam Jordan on the other side, they had Davenport. They always had a great defense. And he's great at playing big body wide receivers. He's not the burner, speed guy, but he's a great guy to play against your Cowboy CeeDee Lamb, even though he's banged up. You got the A.J. Brown. It's good for the playoffs where you got Detroit Lions don't really. But this is a great pickup. He's a feisty guy. He loves to come make plays. He's not scared to put his shoulder on a running back coming out there or make a play. This is a great guy, fire guy. This guy right here might put a little he reminded me of Frank Lucchi. Because Frank was in Carolina, too. He's one of them energy guys. And I think this is a great pickup. This guy does bring leadership. This guy did come from a team that defense was always good. They only had really one down year his whole year in the Saints. This year, it was a dumpster fire, but the Saints always been good when Lattimore and them was there. So I think this is a great pickup, and the defense will benefit a lot off this.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good perspective from someone who's watching this through a little bit of a different lens. We just got the notification, the word on who is getting released to make room for Lattimore, and it's not one of the corners. It's not Emmanuel Forbes. It is not Michael Davis, who has played on special teams and done an all right job there, but obviously has not been a part of the rotation at corner. Instead, they're just going to add an extra corner, and F.A. Obada is the odd man out. So Obada, who has played some for them on the defensive line, has played up and down, obviously was injured, missed a ton of training camp, or missed all of training camp, was on the PUP list. He is the odd man out here. So F.A. Obada is released, and the Commanders are now ready to fully onboard Marshawn Lattimore with the roster spot available. Let's go to Max in D.C. Max, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, guys. First and foremost, I want to say hail to the Commanders. What a time to be a Commanders fan, you know? And Marshawn Lattimore, great pickup. But my main thing is I'm excited to see what St. Juice and Sinistro are going to be able to do now. We're going to move over St. Juice the second, put Sinistro at the slot where he was in, I believe, in Michigan.
Yep.
And I think this is a huge step. Personally, I think it is one step closer to being playoff contenders, maybe going towards the NFC Championship. Don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I just want to say, Adam Peters, keep cooking. Let's go. Hail to the Redskins.
All right. Thanks, even though I gotta do it.
We are the Commanders.
I don't make the rules. Doug Williams does. Anthony, is now the time that we play the Shane and Oxon Hill call?
Sure. Or we can do one more.
Let's do one more call.
Maybe when we come back.
Yeah, I think when we get back from the break, we're going to take one more call here, and then we'll load up the phone lines again. We got plenty of open lines outside of Ray, who we're going to get to in 5 seconds. So, Ray, don't hang up on us. We're getting to you before the commercial break. But if the famous call from Shane and Oxon Hill, who thought he was cooking Adam Peters in the offseason, we will revisit Shane from Oxon Hill's call after the commercial break. But first, let's go to Ray on a Vibe Check Tuesday. Ray, how you feeling about the Marshawn Lattimore trade?
Vibe Check, it's basically, when Daniel Snyder left us, we got everything to look forward, and right now it's the fruits of our labor with Adam Peters and everybody. You cannot, as a Commanders fan, be so happier right now because he's got, you know, a superstar quarterback. We have a superstar quarterback. We have, you know, Marshawn Lattimore. And he's with Terry and the crew in terms of, hey, this is what they did. So they're going to be fighting and just, you know, battling in practice. And that's going to make our team even better. So I think that's going to help a lot. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, Ray. Yeah, the competition element is major. And it makes them better every single day. These two guys used to do battle, talking about Brown. Well, actually, really, three of them. Brown, McLaurin, and Lattimore used to go at it big time at Ohio State. And it's going to make everybody better. But in the meantime, the most important thing is, like, they have CeeDee Lamb and, you know, even this weekend, George Pickens is enigmatic, but he's very talented. And now Mike Williams with the Steelers as well. Those two dudes, plus Devontae and AJ, assuming that those guys are healthy. CeeDee Lamb, if he's healthy in Dallas, like, you got Drake London still to come on the schedule later in the year in Atlanta. Lattimore obviously knows his game real well. They've played a couple of times. So there is a ton of wide receiver talent waiting for the Commanders over the final half of their season. And now, with a secondary that had been up and down and certainly left room to be improved, has been improved, and Washington is in fantastic shape. More of your calls next on a Vibe Check Tuesday, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Mitch Tischler, 5 o'clock. Jaden Daniels, film breakdown, 5:30. Charles Davis, 6 o'clock. So, plenty of great coverage coming on all aspects of the Commanders, including their trade for Marshawn Lattimore, which is just seemingly another great stroke of genius by Adam Peters, who continues to cook, continues to be someone who is, I think, impressing most of the league, which is no surprise to, you know, most of the league, because the Commanders, or Adam Peters, had been a guy that was desired by many other organizations, turned them all down. Now he is here. And it's again, like, if you know, you know. And Adam Peters knows. You want to know who didn't know? One of our callers this offseason, who this, it just keeps getting better. I don't know how to put it any other way. After Peters traded Jahan Dotson to the Philadelphia Eagles, which in a way empowered today's trade because the Commanders had an extra third-round pick to deal with, he wasn't happy. We don't really know why, other than he's bad at analyzing football. But for old time's sake, Anthony, let's fire up Shane from Oxon Hill.
The guy had 11 touchdowns over the past 2 years. Terry McLaurin has 9. Olamide Zaccheaus had 10 catches last year. Dyami Brown had 100 yards last year. Are we a better team without Jahan Dotson? No, we're not. So stop all the baloney, man. We traded Montez Sweat, and now we have Cleveland Furl, who had 2 sacks. And Dante Fowler, who had 2 sacks. We have Austin Eckler, who is 30 years old. Like, come on, bro. Kendall Fuller is in Miami. Curtis Samuel is in Buffalo. Cam Curl is in with the Rams. And we have a guy, Adam Peters, who's bringing in bums. And everybody's like, oh, just because we're bringing in new faces mean we're better.
Anthony, I think we might have to do a full Shane and Oxon Hill update. Like, I think, do you have stop-start mode ready?
Let me do it right now.
Can you empower the stop-start mode on Shane and Oxon Hill, please? Because I'm going to have to look some stuff up live here. I'm trying to pull up all the tabs ahead of time that I heard him mention there. But we're just I just feel like we owe the audience by name by name, player by player, stat update on everyone that Shane and Oxon Hill mentioned. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, a full Shane and Oxon Hill update.
The guy had 11 touchdowns over the past 2 years. Terry McLaurin has 9.
All right, let's stop there. All right, so now we need to compare Terry McLaurin's stats. This doesn't seem like a fair fight. Terry McLaurin stats this year to Jahan Dotson stats this year. Again, this just does not seem like a fair fight, but I didn't do this to Jahan. Shane and Oxon Hill did. This season in 2024, in 8 games, Jahan Dotson, who had a sick catch the other day, by the way. Dotson, unfortunately, that was his 7th of the season. Jahan has 7 catches for 71 yards and 0 touchdowns. Terry so far this season has 42 catches for 598 yards, 14.2 average, and 2 touchdowns. It seems like the touchdown disparity.
2 touchdowns?
6 touchdowns.
I was about to say, I thought he had way more than that.
Did I say 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to say 6.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said 2, if I said 2, or Anthony misheard me. You'd have to rewind to find out. Let's hit play on Chain.
9. Olamide Zaccheaus had 10.
Okay, Olamide Zaccheaus. God, I can't get over how good the pronunciation is. In the September 29th game against the Cardinals alone, Zaccheaus, which the rest of us call Olamide, not whatever the hell Shane said, had 6 catches for 85 yards in that game alone. On the season, he's got 21 catches for 224. He's got basically the same average as Dotson, and his long was the 42-yarder that helped seal the game on Sunday. So that 42-yard catch is well over half of the total yardage that Jahan Dotson has on the season. All right, who's next?
Catches last year. Dyami Brown had 100 yards last year.
Dyami Brown, also known as Dyami Brown or whatever he said. Dyami Brown stats. Now I'm just saying everyone's name wrong. Shane, you're really messing me up, bro. Dyami Brown also has more everything than Jahan Dotson this year. 11 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown for Dyami Brown this season. Yeah. Next.
Are we a better team without Jahan Dotson? No, we're not.
So pause that. Yes, we are. Continue.
Oh, the baloney, man. We traded Montez Sweat.
Montez Sweat. Let's see. He's having an all right year. Like, Montez Sweat's a good player. We're not going to clown on Montez Sweat. We are going to read his statistics, though. This year for the Chicago Bears, he's started in 7 games. He has 3.5 sacks and 15 total tackles. Let's see who we compare him to.
We have Cleveland Furl, who had 2 sacks.
Okay, Cleveland Furl this year has played in just 6 games compared to Montez's 7, but he has 2 sacks this year. I don't know when he was talking about. He had 3.5 last year. He had 2 sacks the year before that. Maybe that's what he was thinking of. But he has 2 sacks and he has 12 tackles. So almost the same. By the way, Montez Sweat is making, I think, $28 million this year, and Furl is making like 3. So there's that. Next.
Dante Fowler, who had 2 sacks. We have all.
Oh, Dante Fowler's who he thought had 2 sacks. Dante Fowler. I was like, wow, he has had 2 sacks a couple times. That was because I was looking at his from his game log this year, not his career long. Dante Fowler has literally never had a season where he had just 2 sacks. His career low is 3 in 2020 with Atlanta, where he only played in 14 games. This year, he's played in 9, started 4. He has 6.5 sacks, 20 tackles, including 8 tackles for loss. I think that's better than Montez. He's also making like $3 million. Next.
We have Austin Eckler, who is 30 years old. Like, come on, bro.
Austin Eckler this season, let's see. Do we have more bio information? He's not quite 30 yet. You leave Austin alone. He's only 29 in 172 days. Austin Eckler this season as a rusher has, well, come on, give me the rushing stats. Rushing, Austin Eckler has 282 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. He has been successful on 54% of his rushes this year, has a long of 50. Receiving, he's got 22 catches for 248 yards. So we're talking about somewhere close to 550 yards-ish of total offense from Austin Eckler this year, as opposed to, I don't even know what Shane would have wanted from someone else, because he didn't have a comparison. He just wanted to be mad at Austin Eckler. Next.
That was it.
Oh, no, there were definitely other guys. There's a Curtis Samuel, a Cam Curl.
Miami. Bro, Kendall Fuller is in Miami. Curtis Samuel is in Buffalo. Cam Curl is in with the Rams. And we have a guy, Adam Peters, who's bringing in bums. And everybody's like, oh, just because we're bringing in new faces mean we're better.
Okay. All right. So we had Kendall Fuller, Curtis Samuel, and Cam Curl. Those were the 3 that I need to look
up now.
All right. Last, wrapping up our full, let's call it a quarterly Shane and Oxenhill update. Cam Curl has played in 8 games this year for the Rams. He has 44 tackles, 0 tackles for loss, 0 quarterback hits. He's deflected 2 passes, forced a fumble, and he does have a fumble return touchdown. So Cam Curl's having what we would say is like an okay year. Last year he had 115 tackles. This year he's on pace for the roughly 80 that he had 2 of his 4 years in Washington. So there's that. Curtis Samuel this year. He has played in 8 games. He has 0 starts. He has 19 targets, 12 catches for 92 yards. He has 2 first down catches on the year, Anthony. That's 2.
It's not good.
It's not great. And then last but not least, Kendall Fuller has played in 7 games. He started 7 for a really bad Miami defense. He's got 4 pass defenses and 28 tackles on the season. He has had 61% of passes completed against him, giving up an average of 11.1 yards per completion. He has only had 1 touchdown scored on him. Last year was, they, according to the advanced stats on Pro Football Reference, man, he had 9 touchdowns on him last year. There's no way that's right.
Did you see our defense last year?
That's a good point. And now the new number one corner, is Marshawn Lattimore. So, that's that. That's your Shane and Oxon Hill update, everybody. We'll revisit it again sometime around, I don't know, week 13 or 14, when inevitably something silly happens that reminds us of Shane from Oxon Hill's calls. Next, though, before we get to Mitch Tischler at 5 o'clock, we have for you the end of Vibe Check Tuesday, so more of your calls at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. You can check us out each and every day here live from 4 to 7 for the Hoffman Show. And on Tuesdays, we're joined by Mitch Tischler at 5 o'clock, of course, from the Beltway Football Podcast with JP Finley. So, Mitchell, just around the corner. Right now, though, we call this Vibe Check Tuesday, where we check in with you and say, hey, how are you feeling about the old Mandos? They're 7-2. They're the number two seed in the NFC. They are leading the NFC East, and they just traded for Marshawn Lattimore. We also did just play one of our favorite ever calls, Shane from Oxon Hill, who was upset after the Jahan Dotson trade. And it's a call that just keeps getting better with time. Aging like fine wine. Just mwah, chef's kiss. Incredible. Let's go to Little, who has thoughts on that. Little, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, bro.
I was telling Ant, man. Look, man, It's callers like him, Shane. I think, actually, you know how Shane is an undercover cowboy fan. That's the only thing I can think of, man. That's only all that hate he got in his voice. And you ain't even heard from some of them callers. You got to start taking their names and tags on them, huh? Because a lot of them callers calling, oh, we ain't going to win but six games. Oh, we might be 5-11, 5-12. Some of them said 4-13. I ain't got us doing this and doing that. Look, man, I said from the beginning, we're fighting for the division. All these guys that sit home, sit on the porch, sit on the sofa, and watch the game, and it's hating right now, y'all undercover Cowboy fans, for real. Hey, look, God bless y'all. Stay up, Hawk.
All right, appreciate it, Little. I don't think that Shane is an undercover Cowboys fan, but if he is, I love it even more. Because can you imagine how miserable he is right now? He sounded like that on the radio. Look, I get paid to have takes for a living. I got a lot of takes that I've put into these microphones over the years. And not all of them are correct. So I must, if for no other selfish reason than self-preservation, say we leave room for people to be wrong on this show. It's okay to admit you're wrong. It's okay to grow. It's okay to take a position, learn something new, and be like, you want to know what? I was wrong, and own it. That's fine. I encourage growth. What I think is so special about Shane is the arrogance, is the, I know better than this guy that like seven franchises tried to hire as GM, was the number one GM guy on the market, helped build a winner in San Francisco after helping build a winner in Denver, after helping build a winner in New England. But you are smarter than him, and you're going to call up and call all these guys that he's bringing in bums, and all the guys whose names you know simply because they were drafted here that he let walk. Oh, we're not never going to win without those guys, the guys that helped make up a four-win football team. Brilliant. Perfect. No notes.
I just hope he not necessarily regrets the comments he made. Again, like I feel like a lot of our fans, or I guess not a lot, we haven't seen success. So we've been skeptical this entire time, and we just didn't get, well, I guess he necessarily didn't give Adam Peters and the powers that be, you know, the chance to go out there and prove, you know, the moves that they made were accurate. Again, it was two, I think this was like a week one or week two call. Was this week one?
This was, I don't even know if it was week one. I think it was the day of the Dotson trade. Or like the day after. It might have been a vibe. I don't know if the Dotson trade happened on a Monday and it was a vibe check Tuesday, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you want to be a smarter fan, period, of any sport, be willing to listen to people who study and who work in the game that know more than you. Because we're all, myself included, have familiarity bias, right? We know Curtis Samuel. We know what he's capable of. We know what the best version of him is. We didn't know Alamide Zaccheaus. Sure, we could look at the stats, but we didn't know him. And if you dug a little deeper on Zaccheaus, you found, I think, things to like. And you also, if you were honest with yourself about Samuel, I loved Curtis Samuel, the player. I loved talking to Curtis Samuel, the dude. One of my favorite interviews over the past couple of years was when we sat down at Eastern's Motors back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, love Curtis. Great dude. Injured a lot. Ferrari, who can't quite stay on the road. And that's not really what they're looking for here. They're looking for guys that are more reliable. Guys that had a little bit different edge to them. And so they let him go. That's fine. It doesn't make Curtis Samuel a bad football player or a bad dude. It just, he wasn't the right fit here. But you know his name. Oh, he's so talented. Okay, fine. What's that gotten us so far? He's part of a 4-win football team. And so I think at the end of it, man, like, we just got to be smarter than saying, hey, the guys that we know. We did the same thing with some Wizards guys over the past couple of years. It's like, how could you let that guy go? It's like, because he's really only so good. The attachment still to guys that got drafted by Tommy Shepard, even though the same fans call talking about hating Tommy Shepard. Denny Avia, right? How could you trade Denny? I don't know. Like, wouldn't you say that Bilal is already better than he was? And Bilal's like 4 years younger in his second NBA season?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we talking about here? So I just think that, like, knowers of ball, no matter which ball, know ball. And there, if you want to become a knower of ball, listen to the people that know ball. And when they disagree with you, don't immediately go, they're wrong, what an idiot, maybe they don't know ball. Go, huh, what am I missing here? And that is a chance to learn. And sometimes you're going to wind up being right, by the way. Sometimes that's not to say that your favorite expert that you love to hate is always right and you're always wrong. But they have the job in TV for a reason. I had a comment. We'll probably do this Thursday. I never read the comments because I tagged this one for us. But someone is just crushing all the experts. It's like, thank God for Logan. And I'm like, I know Logan's listening habits. I know which podcasts he listens to. The people you hate, he listens to. Not that he always agrees with them. But he does respect their opinions, and he wants to know what they think because he knows that they actually put in the time and have a level of expertise. And sometimes they might miss, but he respects their opinion. So if Logan can do that, and he played 10 years in the league, and you think he's smart, why do you have to hate on all of those people? That said, everybody's in on the Marshawn Lattimore trade. No hate there. Let's see what Mitch Tischler thinks about it next. Tischler Tuesday coming, and then Jaden Daniels film breakdown at 5:30 here on The Hoffman Show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.